Blog Talk Radio.
All in my head. Yeah, that's what we said. I ought to be listening to no one instead. My thoughts beam with precision, just like infrared. Then I sought out my vision and found poison lead. Is that my dear friend? Count to 10, Mima, add it again. Live if you want, die if you choose, laugh if you will, cause these are the rules. Oh, y'all don't know Nina, my evil twin, who came from within, whom I blame on my sin. Boom. Yeah, it's on like the gas in my soul with no pilot. Just waiting for me to come light it. Whoop. Hypnotized by the flames, bound by the locks and the chains. I see smoke in my mirrors if it don't get any clearer. In due time, we gon' find who's superior.
All right. All right, y'all. What's up? What's up? What's good? This is the Aquarius here with Jay Dangs. What's up? What's up?
Yes, we are live. We are here.
Yes, and we are so sorry about yesterday. I got caught up in an interview with Raindrop Lopez, which is on our website. If you want to go check it out, thatisright.wixsite.com/thatisright. You can go check it out, and it's in the words from the I section, and you can go check it out. Along with other stuff on there, we have, like, I did an interview with Chennai. I did also an interview, part one of What's Love for Uncle Kyle. Both the raindrop interview, I called it the raindrops in the right eye. I named the Chennai interview Chennai Speaks. Also, Uncle Kyle interview, I named it What's Love from Uncle Kyle. In each one of the interviews, I didn't ask it with Raindrop, but I thought I should ask. I'm not sure. But, the topic is about Nina. So I did ask about Nina. Chennai said she was just rolling away, and that's her homegirl, her best friend. And then you got Uncle Kyle, who gave us the lowdown on everything, and that I will be revealing really soon. When I drop the interview, I know it's taking me a while to get it done. But we already did the interview. I just got to type everything up the way I've been trying to type it up. So that's another process. But anyways, this is us now talking about Nina. So
I just want to say something quick.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say thank you to everyone who comes in and listens, and all the Eyes Right fans, and also to Jay Aquarios, who, works really hard to get things going and definitely to really entertain us. So thank you. So we appreciate
you. And thank you, Jay Day, for being here and being a part of Eyes Right and helping out. You and Shakur, thank you, Shakur, so much. Isabella, all three of you helped me keep this going. I swear. Man, y'all don't know. Like, I need y'all help me. But back to the topic, Nina, which is new identity, I never got this last part right.
Applicable? Mm-hmm.
What is it?
It is non-applicable.
What is it?
It just means like,
saying it, like, how do you pronunciation of that part? I never got it right. I always messed it up when I was
so
I used to always mess up the
So it's applicable.
Applicable. Because I used to say I used to say applicable. When I first found out the name in elementary school, I used to say not applicable. I had it all fucked up. But anyways, so while she was I'm sorry. But listen. So you know, if any of you have been following Nina, you will know that basically Nina was a person, not only was she, you know, the name of her alliance under Thoreau, but it was also another personality of hers, which was just the hood, the gangster side of her. Like, she just gave every side of her, like, a name. Like, and that was her, you know, when she started gangster, you know, in the hood or whatever, she's Nina, you know. Suge felt like he had a hand in the name and saying that, named her out a 9mm pistol. Could apparently that's the name for a Nina. I've never heard anybody call Nina that, but whatever. Everybody got their own different flow.
Yeah, because I was, like, talking about it one day, and I had a family member, and they're like, why are you talking about a pistol? And I was like, no, I'm talking about a rapper. So that is a name of a gun, and it's usually used in the hood, so.
Yeah, but I never heard anybody in the hood saying Nina, but I'd be sheltered, so. what was it? But, yeah, she went to Thoreau, and she was working with Suge Knight. She had a dream of a night. And the night was basically, she I don't know, it was a black night. And she had this, she just felt like it was talking about Suge Knight. And people feel like she had this, like, revelation that she just thought Suge, she went to Suge. Like, they never had a previous history. No. Some of y'all keep forgetting that her and Tupac had a relationship. I mean, hello. When they first met is when TLC first came out. And when, and apparently during that time frame is when Tupac was dealing with, you know, Death Row. And, of course, Andre Rison was dealing with Death Row, and some of Lisa's people was messing with, you know, the crew. You know what I'm saying? They were all chilling. I mean, there's even stories of them hanging behind the scenes. So it's like, you know, people forget that sometimes. And it's like, you know, in a way, we shouldn't be surprised, knowing that there was previous affiliation, you know. But, you know, not everybody remembers that stuff. So when she, you know, linked up with Suge, it's pretty much nothing but a thing. So they just chilled, you know, met up and, you know, at a Lakers game, and it was all from there. What was his name? The Realist? He was a part of the Thoreau. And he said recently in an interview that when he first met her, he started writing music for her, like, what was one song called My Main Squeeze and Free. And they're basically talking about, like, response music, you know, like, basically, you know, kind of music that's supposed to piggyback off of the Tupac songs. Some of the Tupac songs, like, create an image for her that felt her gangster and, I guess, Tupac-related. But what did you think of her style?
I thought her style, it was supposed to be hood, it was supposed to be street. Street but sweet, you know. Nina, she definitely wanted to prove something, you know, as a rapper. And, you know, Left Eye already changed the game rap-wise. But she wanted to do it in another way, and she wanted, you know, she wanted to make sure and let all these bitches know that she's not the one to fuck with, so...
Boom.
That's what I thought.
And I agree with you. I definitely agree with you. And, you know, not only that, but she was having issues with the label, which really ignited her to go there because, you know, Supernova wasn't going well at all whatsoever. Like, a lot of her ideas were not getting pushed, and albums wasn't really getting pushed. And she just felt like she needed to break away and go somewhere else. So, you know what? I think this is the perfect time because I think you did choose the perfect song, Jay. I Believe in Me. We should play that.
Let's
y'all
do
ready?
It.
All right.
I'm ready.
Who did this, Mike? This jam. Who did this? Is dedicated to Mowa. That's right, you guys. It's just for me. 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 I believe in me. 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 Cause I take where I've been, but have to defend myself again and again. Let it end where it begins. Who cares? cause. Too many bosses cause divorces, and I don't take losses. Well, I play with the team, but I'm Diana Ross and not a Supreme. You think you got me, y'all figured out. Oh, so I'm so shallow, the only thing I'm trying to get is a bigger house? No, part of my need is a company where I can hire my own people to live out their dreams. So tell me, what's happening to all of y'all people with low self-esteem? What, you want me to cry on your shoulder? You can turn around and laugh and talk about it when it's over.
Lisa having problems with air stuff. There's also people who did have problems with Nina and Left Eye being on death row, and that was T-Boz. And in an interview, you can find this clip on my website, officialdimension.wix/dimensiontlc.com. And you can find a video of T-Boz, and she was like, it wasn't really the problem of her really being on the row, it was the people who she was hanging with. It's one thing, you know, Left Eye's in the studio, she's doing her Nina thing, you know, in the studio, but it's, she thought it was very different, and she was afraid for her, hanging out with all the people on death row, the thugs, the people. She thought she was going to get into just some problems. So you can check that video on my website, and definitely, like, give your opinion on what you think, if T-Boz was right, or, yeah.
Definitely, definitely go check out Dimension TLC. They are on Facebook, YouTube, now YouTube, and they have their website. So check them out. So back onto the topic of Nina. So the thing is that, the girls weren't really feeling the Nina persona either. You know, they weren't really feeling that persona. You know, it was pretty much to them. What else? it definitely seemed like a stretch from what she was doing. Like, how are you gonna go from highly spiritual Lisa Lopez to some hood thug gangster chick named Nina within a matter of months? You know what I'm saying? But but it was like, you know, she's always been like that. But it seemed like they was testing the gangster, and then brought it out of her. So hey.
Well, she was also bringing spirituality and stuff into the row. She was having people eating right. They got them all hooked up with Dr. Sabi. And that was in the Left Eye chapter of the Eye is, not the Eye is Right, the Row documentary, Life on Death Row. And you have Phobia and you have Corrupt and, you know, Crooked Eye talking about Nina and Left Eye, and they got them, you know, eating right, and, you know, she really brought spirituality back to the row when it was a dark time.
Exactly. And you said something yesterday about, because he did the podcast about me yesterday, y'all. So I want him to re-say what he said about Crooked Eye talking about the Universal Quest.
So he thought the Universal Quest was, he really loved that, being on that track, because it was very spiritual. And he's not the person to be spiritual. Like, he's spiritual, but he's a free spirit. And Lisa was a free spirit. She didn't have a set, like, she believed in God, but she was very free. And Crooked Eye said he really loved the Universal Quest because it was very relatable and people can relate to that. It was very unique.
Definitely.
Because you don't hear spiritual music like on Death Row on a gangster like rap label. So it was very different. He loved that. He loved it. And you can find that article on my website as well.
And definitely, and we're going to go into the next song, which is Universal Quest. With him and Lisa.
I'm an open-minded. Yeah. Now, what do you believe? Who do you receive? Where do you go next? And through what exit do you leave? The questions that I believe. Confessions, so take heed. Countless too many lessons and blessings that they bring. This is for my breed and all life that is conceived. Energy told me you manifest your destiny. What is energy? Vibrations gleaming through the constellation, manifestation, stimulation for better destination, total creation, realization, the mental concentration, alienation from the truth, that's why we conversate, saving the nation full of youth, it's for my observation.
Cali, I step, I grab me a tank and keep it gangster. It's biblical to walk with a rod. I'm often talking to God, the boss of the squad, heavenly father. Protect me when I'm in my Chevy Impala. Going hard on the grind to collect me a dollar. Holla, cause I think slugs gonna be released. Cause thugs envy me and that's the enemy of peace. I need divine intervention for my mama's second born. Redirect death in less than a second so no weapon form can touch me. The universal search, I've been through temples, mobs, synagogues. I sat in a church, even read ancient scriptures that came with Michelangelo's famous painted pictures. A dangerous mixture of lies. So I'ma just be OG and search for the truth, y'all. That's on G-O-D. So real, so real, so real.
Decision. Yes, we are back. That was Universal Quest with Crooked Eye and Nina, Lisa Lopez. So definitely, you know, she was, I love how she was definitely trying to get, you know, the crew on the spiritual tip. And I also love that the fact that she actually was pushing the onion layer weed rap. Apparently, Sinead said that, you know, not a lot of people know about it. Some people do, you know, take stories that, you know, about this and twist it and make input themselves into it. So that is definitely something that I'm not surprised that people would do. So hey, but in this matter, you know, Crooked Eye, I think Crooked Eye one that said that, and apparently they were cool like that. So hey. Apparently, Crooked Eye talked about, you know, Lisa with the onion rap and stuff like that, rolling it up there. Like, what you do, people, is you chop a thin layer of onion. And, you know, just like what you do with a, you know, with a little rap, you know what I'm saying? When you roll the one up, you treat it just like that. But, you know, I think that is just saliva to make it stick. Do it, well, just like that, you know, so listen. I don't do it often, but to my understanding, that's the dealer.
Also, let's talk about Natina from Left Eye's group, Black, wanting to join Death Row and what their plan was. Jordan, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, like, Lisa was so into this. You know, Black was having her issues because at that point in time, Blackout was kept getting pushed back and Natina was pregnant. Natina ended up, her Uncle Kyle, he ended up staying, Natina was staying with Lisa during her pregnancy. And, you know, during that time frame, of course, you know, they became a little bit even closer because they're living together. And what was it? Lisa was just like, hey, you know, I think you should be, you know, Princess Natina, and I'll be Queen Nina. We will run the, you know, run the role. You know, we do our thing. You know, Natina was in talks, so it was a thought of her signing as a solo artist to the role. See, now that's more of a likely situation because Natina and, you know, Black was dropped from Columbia Records. So it was more likely for her to get signed there than Lisa, who was still in the list of records. See, I keep hearing that. She got dropped because the label wasn't promoting the album the way they're supposed to promote the album. And plus, they were telling her to re-record her tracks, which would re-record, well, actually record more music for the album to beef it up more, which actually apparently was a brief of contract. Yeah, apparently that was a breach of contract, and they released her as an artist. That's what it said on Left Eye Updates, which is an extension of CyberTeal, if you will, an old website. But also, we were told by Stephanie, Left Eye's assistant, directly that she was never signed to the label, and she was her assistant at that time frame. So I would believe what she said, and I do believe what she said. So let's. And also, let's all talk about as well, because before we take some calls, we need to take some callers. So I do want to play a song while we're doing this, too, this part. And it's not much of a joyous part, but I'm just going to do it anyway. Stuff happened during the label when Lisa was there. And, things turned for the worse. Apparently, in a way, I guess it was good for Lisa because she was, her and Suge Knight got a little closer, you know, a little close. She never said herself before she passed, and Suge Knight never said, from my understanding, that they got really, really close. But a lot of people are saying, you know, around them were confirming that they had a little thing going on. And apparently, it kind of sparked a beef between her and Miss Michelle, because Miss Michelle apparently said in an interview that Lisa basically was a homewrecker because apparently they were still married. But it's funny how everybody saw my Suge and Lisa and don't even know nothing about Michelle. So it's like, just hating. She was straight up hating in that interview, straight up hating. Like, whatever, girl. Bye, girl. Lisa didn't go down there because she was scared of you. But, huh?
Yeah, I was about to say you kind of hit the nail on the head, but was disrespectful for Michelle LA was, you know, Lisa's passed on, and how Lisa left us was very tragic. She did make the comment that the reason why she went to Honduras is to hide from Michelle LA, and I just think that, you know, for her to say that, knowing that Lisa did pass in Honduras, I think that's very salty. I think that's a bit cheap. That's a shitty move. So she does not get any. Yeah.
I don't know.
So let's
make
some callers.
And
let's hit the phone line.
All right. All right, so we got a caller. We got a caller. We have a caller.
What's your name?
Wait. Okay. Hello?
You still? Oh, I heard a beep. Is
hello?
That me?
Who is?
Hello?
Okay, I guess I'm in. Well, if you can hear me,
I'm
guess
sorry.
I'm in. Oh, cool.
You're
cool.
In. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So this is Lance Courier. Lance
Courier
from Maryland. Courier, like deliver your mail.
Okay.
From Maryland, Southern Maryland. Lance. You just call me Lance.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right. Nice. Sure thing. So first thing, how much time do I have to talk? How many people are behind me?
You have five minutes.
Okay.
And no one's behind you at all. So you got room.
Okay, cool, cool. So first thing is with Lisa, I am really new to her, the whole subject about her. I just happened to listen to her music, Supernova, for the first time in December.
Mm-hmm.
And that album blew me away. Honestly, I think she is the only person I can connect to spiritually in this world. And I don't know how it happened to turn out this way, but she is definitely, definitely my spiritual reception. I was feeling really, really depressed and really unsure of life. And I'm probably not going to kill myself or anything like that, but just wasted away doing whatever, not caring about anything. But she gave me the strength to make something of myself, which is why I'm talking to you guys during my work break. When mm-hmm. doing but so I don't know too much about me and all that stuff, but what I do know, I'm a very empathetic mm-hmm. person. And Nina seemed to be not really so much anywhere depending from the Supernova aspect of her personality. Supernova was Lisa Lopez,
mm-hmm.
her actual self, her ideal, which she wanted to be. Nina was, you know, as she portrayed herself, the evil spiritual trench she had that she blamed all her sins on. And
mm-hmm.
even though that's the complete all the goodness that she was portraying in Supernova, what I think she was trying to do with the Nina album is say,
mm-hmm.
okay, I did Supernova, and I showed, you know, what I wanted to be showing all the goodness of myself, that I wasn't that left-eye crazy persona that I was forcing myself to be. Now with Nina, what I want to do is say that even if I'd have these bad things in my life happen, I want to separate myself from that. And I want
mm-hmm.
to show that, you know, we're people and we have bad parts to ourselves where we can be comfortable with that. So I don't think that she was doing Nina. She was just trying to go straight gangster. But just the
mm-hmm.
fact that she grew up in that environment, she had gangster roots. Well, not, she wasn't gaming
mm-hmm.
or anything. But she was yeah. connected to hard people. And she wasn't trying to run from that. It's a part of, you know, who we are as people, as humanities. There's going to be good and bad to us. And she wanted to show
definitely.
The spectrum of herself.
Definitely. Like you said,
definitely.
She wanted to separate herself, and she definitely wanted to separate herself from TLC as well as a solo person. Not that she wanted to leave TLC, but she just wanted to stand on her own and show that she can do stuff without TLC.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
Oh.
She didn't need TLC, but she still wants to stay with him, and I think that's part of what makes her such a great person and yet so misunderstood, is because most people are going to think, hey, if I want to be with TLC, I can be with TLC, but if I want to be myself, because I don't want to be with TLC. Well, that's not really the case. To be completely honest, without her, TLC wouldn't have happened. Without a few people, actually, Dallas Austin and Pebbles, too. But she was really
and of course,
the root.
That, as well.
So, sort of hard to hear. I'm outside and the room is blowing.
I'm sorry, you were saying?
Oh, no, well, I was just saying that she was the root of TLC and that even
mm-hmm.
she wanted to do her solo thing, that she wanted to leave TLC, because let's just be honest here right now, right? Supernova was an amazing album for those who recognize that it was an amazing album, but it was still her first adventure, so why leave her? Money is already guaranteed. Crazy Sexy Cool was the best accomplishment of her life, so why would she want to just throw that away? Throw all that money away?
Mm-hmm.
That was guaranteed money. She was still having her business, had her family. Sorry, I got a call out of my mouth because my throat is sore. But
50
outside,
seconds.
Well,
you said, what? Mm-hmm.
Well, I get what you're trying to say. You know, it's growth and essential. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it wouldn't have worked with either, you know, without either one of them. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, Lisa was definitely a key role in TLC, definitely a key role. And she was planning on doing the solo thing since the very beginning. So it was
right.
it was going to happen. I was waiting for fantasy1.com. But I thank you, Lance. Thank you. We only got 15 seconds left. I'm sorry. But I thank you so much.
No, that's
thank
cool.
you.
That's cool. I'll be back. Thank you.
Definitely.
Yeah, no problem.
Next on Sunday at 6:30, we're going to talk about Tupac. So we'll be back on it. Thank you, everybody. Love y'all.